This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1844. You can get away with this amazing vocabulary in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What do you get away with in life? Today, learn how to use the phrasal verb get away with in four different natural contexts with native speakers for great conversations. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going today? How you feeling?
I am great. You guys can probably see from the background, if you're watching on YouTube, that it looks a little different. I'm at my parents' place in Idaho, so it's a little more rustic. You can see the wood door behind me. It's sort of a log cabin that I'm staying in.
Yeah. Fun. You're in the countryside. That is amazing. Oh, it's so good to escape to the countryside sometimes, isn't it?
I know. Yes. The pace of life slows down a little bit.
Yes.
And we can just kind of relax and enjoy sitting on the porch in the shade and nice weather. They have some new kittens for my kids to play with, and they're loving that. So yeah, it's really nice to get into a more rural area and start enjoying the summer.
Yeah. And with the internet, you know, nowadays we can get away with working from anywhere, right? We can work from anywhere, pretty much in the world. We can get away with it. What do you think about that, Aubrey?
I totally agree, right? I can still continue recording with you, work from here. It's so nice that I'm not stuck in an office.
Yes.
And that I have that flexibility, that freedom. And good job, Lindsay, sneaking in that phrasal verb to get away with.
Did you like that, guys? By the way, I have to remind our listeners, today's episode, as you said, of course, they know, is on YouTube because we just mentioned your space. So guys, go over on YouTube and check us out so you can see where we're at and learn from us in a visual way in addition to the podcast. Yeah, today we're talking about get away. This is good. It's a phrasal verb, right, Aubrey?
Yes. Well, and more specific, get away with, because get away is a whole other verb of like going, maybe going on a vacation, right? I'm going to get away
to
Hawaii.
Ooh,
but get away with these three words has a very specific meaning. And
yes,
the more I looked into this, it actually has four different meanings, some of which are very related, but do mean different things. So I'm excited to dive into this.
Yeah, it's so funny how with phrasal verbs, just one preposition change totally changes the meaning of the word, guys. That is the definition of a phrasal verb, right, Aubrey?
Exactly.
So we're going to take some time and dive in, but we have a listener question.
Yes, exactly. Right. So Subin wrote in and first of all, thanked us for answering his first question related to Whitney Houston in episode 1071. That's really fun. I love it when a listener like loves a particular episode and writes us about it. So check out that episode if you missed it. And thank you, Subin. I'm glad you liked that episode. So fun.
Yeah. And he says, even though I live far away, I felt like we're in the same place while I listened to that episode. What a good feeling. You know, I think a lot of our listeners have that feeling like we're sitting together in a cafe, right? And we're all kind of just drinking coffee together and studying that conversation, that connection. So it's so good. So let's get into the question from our listener.
Yeah. So he said, I have another question for you. Noel Gallagher, one of my favorite singers, said in an interview, I'm not a great singer. I'm not a great guitarist. I certainly can't dance. But because my songs resonate with people, I can get away with it. What does the phrase get away with mean? I looked it up on English dictionaries, but the explanation wasn't clear to me. I think this phrase is hard to understand for foreigners. I hope you'll give some examples. Thanks in advance, Subin. This is a great question. And you're right. I Googled this phrasal verb as well. And the reason it's so confusing is there are several different meanings. There are four different meanings. So really good question.
Whoa. Okay. We're going to get into it in just a second, guys. But first, I want to throw out some names. Thank a few people for reviewing our podcast. I want to thank Zainab, Mohammed, Bagri, Aman, Razan, Lee Look, Lakshmiranji, Ko A, and Ali Hamze. Thank you guys for reviewing All Ears English. We love your reviews. And guys, if you haven't reviewed us yet, make sure you go and hit follow and review the show, right, Aubrey? We want to read those reviews.
Yes, we love reading those reviews. That's why we do it, right? We want to make sure that we know this is helpful for you. So every time we read a review, a question, when people let us know, this is helping me, that's validation for us. We appreciate it.
You got it. Exactly. All right, let's get into it then, Aubrey. So, okay, where are we going to start today for our listeners?
Yeah, so this particular meaning in the question where this singer was saying, I'm not good at the guitar, not good at singing, but I get away with it because my music resonates with people. Yep. This is the first meaning, one of four that we'll talk about. It means to manage to be successful, like to manage or to be successful with less of something than is expected, right? So he's able to manage or get by with being a successful musician with less skill on the guitar or singing than is maybe expected. Because his lyrics resonate with people, people like it. So he's saying, I'm not that talented, but I get away with it because, you know, I'm a great guy. My lyrics resonate with people.
Yeah. Yeah. Aubrey, is there anything, you know, when we think about it, I actually think that we all get away with something, right? Especially when it comes to conversation, our conversation styles. What would you say for you is like the thing that you kind of get away with? Maybe you're not like perfect at, but you get away with it. What would you say?
I get away with jokes that sometimes not every person would make because I think because of my sense of humor, and sometimes I'll poke fun at my own background, especially having come from a certain religious sect that's, you know, there, it's easy to poke fun at it. And not everyone could, because sometimes you kind of can't poke fun at things unless it applies to yourself as well, right? So I get away with jokes that maybe the average person wouldn't feel comfortable making.
Interesting. Yeah, I think on my end, sometimes like I'm a little awkward, socially awkward, and I get away with it just by smiling. Like I just smile a lot.
You get away with it because you're cute.
So I smile. Nice hair, like, whatever.
I look good, I'll smile.
My looks. I think I get away with things sometimes for my looks.
We say this a lot. We'll say like he gets away with so much because he's good looking, right?
And
things that some of us maybe couldn't get away with. Somebody who's really charming or good looking will say they can get away with it.
They get away with a lot, but looks fade. So we have to catch up to ourselves at some point. So guys, think for a minute. This is kind of fun, right? You know, challenge yourself. Think for a minute. What is it that you get away with? Whether it's in conversation, in connection, or just in life in general, what do you get away with a lot? And, you know, what are some skills you might want to work on so you don't have to get away with it?
Right? So we have a couple of good example sentences in case the meaning isn't quite clear, right? Yeah. So for example, someone might say, I think I can get away with not studying for this test.
Yes.
You're thinking like, I've paid attention in class, I'm smart, I can get away with not studying, right? Whereas maybe other students would be expected to study in order to get a good score.
Yeah, that was my college roommate. Our listener, I've talked about my college roommate, freshman college roommate. Oh, Wendy, she used to just like, she wouldn't even crack open the book for biology 101. And she would show up, she'd skip class, she'd show up, she'd get like an A+ on the test. I have no idea how she got away with that.
How do you get away with this?
I have no idea because this is not obvious stuff, right? Talking about the depths of science. Here's another sample, guys. I can't believe you got away with skipping the training. Okay. Yeah,
this is really good, right? Imagine you've got coworkers and you're all supposed to attend a training and someone doesn't go, but they're fine. Like they figure it out. They understand. So you're like, you got away with that. I can't believe you got away with skipping that training.
Yes. I love it. So good. Okay. So that's the first meaning, guys, to manage with less of something that is expected, right? Something than is expected, right? Below expectations, exactly. But you are able to just move forward and achieve what you want to achieve. What would be the second one, Aubrey?
Yeah. And these are all pretty related.
Yeah.
We just use them in different contexts. They have just enough of a difference in meaning.
Okay. Yeah.
The second one is to do something wrong that everyone would see as wrong and not be punished or receive no consequences, but not like serious wrongdoing. Right. So for example, I can't believe she gets away with being late to every meeting.
Yeah.
So like she's doing something wrong, something that's not expected, but she gets away with it. Kind of like we were saying, maybe because she's charismatic, people like her.
Yes.
She's getting away with doing something wrong.
Yeah. So in a way, you're right, Aubrey, what you said before, these really are all kind of the same meaning in a way, but slightly different usages.
Very related, for sure.
Right. Related. So we're just teaching you kind of different sub meanings or different usages, guys, here. And the second one is he gets away with a lot because he's good looking. That's the example.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, right?
right.
So these are actually that we were kind of referring to as more this meaning, right?
Yes.
The first one is more like there's an expectation of how much effort a person has to put into. And some people get away with not putting in that much effort. And
then,
so this could be both like, is he getting away with doing things that he shouldn't?
Yes.
Or is he just, you know, is he getting away with not putting in as much effort as he should? Right. So it kind of works for both depending on the context.
Interesting. Yeah. And this is such an applicable phrase, guys, to connection, applicable to everyday life. So you're going to start using this right away as soon as you finish this episode. I love it.
You're going to hear it all the time now.
Yes.
Like things like this, where because you didn't know it before, you didn't notice it. You're going to hear it in TV, in the movies, friends, coworkers. We use it all the time.
Yes. I love it. What's the third, Aubrey?
Yeah, it's just to receive a very light punishment.
Right.
For example, she was lucky to get away with just a fine. So this is always if we're sharing a light punishment, something that isn't that severe, we'd say they're getting away with this less severe consequence.
Ah, yes. I love it. I love it. And then here's another one. He was caught trespassing, but got away with a slap on the wrist.
Yes, that's a fun idiom, right? A slap on the wrist means just a very light punishment. You know, that might mean community service or a fine, right? We call it a slap on the wrist when it's a very light punishment.
Yeah, this makes me think a lot of our criminal justice system right now, actually, as drugs are treated, right? Because there's a big controversy going on. When you think about the use of drugs, you know, in parties, like exclusive, like cocaine and exclusive parties and that kind of thing, usually not punished, right? Wealthy, famous movie stars often don't end up in jail, whereas street drugs, people on the streets, maybe minority populations who are already struggling, same drugs, end up in jail, right? For life potentially. So we have a whole thing we're working through in this country right now around criminal justice.
Yes, with states trying to decriminalize some of these less severe drugs in order to level the playing field.
Yes. Because
one person shouldn't have this huge rap sheet just because they aren't, you know, don't have the economic advantages someone else might have.
And they can't hire the lawyer. Right. Exactly. Right. So there are all these things, guys, pay attention to it. It's actually really interesting and super important. And it may be happening in your country too, this debate over criminal justice. And you said rap sheet. What is that real quick for our listeners?
Yeah. Your record, right?
Yeah.
So if your criminal record, you have a couple of felonies and a misdemeanor would say you have a long rap sheet.
Yes.
And then if you haven't ever been arrested, you don't have any kind of record, then you don't have any rap sheet. So it's just that record of your criminal activity.
Super interesting. All right, let's go through the next one real quick for our listeners. And then we're going to get into a role play. So the fourth one, guys, is to steal something and escape with it. Right. So this is more physical. Right, Aubrey. So the thieves got away with $3,000 worth of equipment. Okay.
Exactly. Right. And the tricky thing is here, you have to state what they stole and got away with, because if you just say the thieves got away with it, this is one of these other meetings where you're just saying like they were able to do something wrong and not have a punishment.
Yes.
But when we say got away with something and then name what they got, this is different, where we're stating what they escaped with, what they were able to steal and keep.
Yes, I love it. So good. So good. Maybe we'll skip the bonus idiom for today, Aubrey, and our listeners will hit follow and join us on another episode in the future to get to that one, because we don't want to run out of time today. Is there another episode our listeners should check out? that's related to this?
Jessica and I talked about this get away with and then shared some related idioms on IELTS Energy, episode 1186. It was called Getting Off Scot-Free and Other IELTS Crime Idioms. So if you want to know what that means to get off scot-free and check out those other idioms, definitely listen to episode 1186 of the IELTS Energy podcast.
I love that. Guys, go on over and check that out.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, Aubrey, so should we get into a little role play?
Yes, let's do it. In this role play, Lindsay and I are discussing a crime that we saw on the news.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead, Aubrey.
I usually get away with just skimming the news, but there was a local story that caught my eye.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
I guess a guy got away with robbing a bank.
Ooh, they haven't caught him? How much did he get away with?
It didn't say, but probably just whatever the tellers had in their drawers.
Oh, that's so crazy. I thought people couldn't really get away with robbing banks anymore.
I'm sure they'll catch him. He'll be lucky if he gets away with no jail time.
Nice. I love it. It makes me think of the movie. Have you seen The Town? The Town?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you have to see it. It's so good. It's about Charlestown in Massachusetts, right near Boston. Really interesting. Ben Affleck. It's about bank robbers in Charlestown. Good stuff. Definitely check it out.
It made me think about Free Guy. It's a new Ryan Reynolds funny movie. And they like rob the bank over and over and over. I won't spoil anything, but that's a fun one too.
I love it. Okay, real quick, let's go through how we use these.
So first I said, I usually get away with just skimming the news. Mm-hmm. So that's that first one, right? Where normally people have to put in more effort to really know about current events in the world. But I'm saying I can get away with just skimming it. You know, I get by that way.
You get by that way. Ooh, get by. We'll do that one another day, guys. Another day. And then you said, I guess a guy got away with robbing a bank. And here we're saying the thing that they're doing that they did, guys, right? Which is number two.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Right. They did something wrong, but received no consequences yet. At least they weren't. You know, they hadn't been caught yet. So he got away with it.
I love it. And then what
did
I say?
He said, how much did he get away with? Which she's asking, how much money were they able to steal?
Right. So exactly. So I'm asking for the exact amount of money here, right, Aubrey? The exact amount? Okay. And then I said, that's so crazy. I thought people couldn't get away with robbing banks anymore. That's back to that second example, that second usage.
Exactly, right? She's saying, I didn't think they could do something illegal like this and get away with it, do it with no consequence without being caught.
I love it. And what about the last one?
Yeah. And then I said, well, he'll be lucky if he gets away with no jail time. I'm saying they're for sure going to catch him. This day and age, you rob a bank, you're going to get caught, right? This day and age, I mean.
This day and age.
I'm saying he'll be lucky if he gets away with no prison time.
I love it. Guys, make sure you write down these four different uses of get away with. And, you know, this is it. Now go out into the world and you are going to hear this phrase. Start using it. Aubrey, what should our listeners do to make sure they don't miss a single episode of this show?
Yes, you guys hit follow here at All Ears English Podcast. 4 new episodes every week. We love having you join us. So definitely hit follow so you never miss an episode.
I love it. What's the takeaway for today? I mean, what should we leave our listeners thinking and feeling and you know, just thinking about when they come away today?
Yes, you guys are so much more prepared now for the average conversation with a native because we talk about this a lot, what people are able to get away with, either because of their, you know, charisma or whatever reason, or this other more serious thing where people get away with crimes that they shouldn't. So you're more ready now that you have a better understanding of this phrasal verb to dive in, participate in those conversations, to make connections.
Yeah, this is a great conversation starter. And a key to good connection and good conversation, guys, is self-reflection, right? So start by thinking, what do you get away with? Like we talked about earlier, you know, and how do you want to fill in those gaps, as we said? And then think about your society. Who is getting away with what in your society on the criminal level? And what could this, you know, how could you start conversations with people in your community about this? Really interesting. Oh,
such a good idea. Yeah. Think about people in your own life. Are there people that you're letting get away with behavior that you shouldn't? Should you be calling them out? Right. Yeah. If you think about maybe sexism in the workplace, if someone's getting away with saying things that are inappropriate or making someone uncomfortable, maybe you should be doing something about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's an example that's honestly is everywhere. Right.
Yes,
and
for sure.
I mean, there's also examples of politicians, corruption, white collar crime.
Oh, yeah.
And I think in this country, we have like a real visceral value of fairness. And so I think that's why certain things that we see in the news really trigger us sometimes. Yes. Really interesting. So think about what's going on in your world, guys, and use this phrasal verb. So good. All right, Aubrey, we got to get off the mic. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.